Happy Feast of the Nativity of our Lord. Today, our scriptures point us to many themes in the Old Testament and the readings from Hebrews. We see worship, praise, and honor given to God. And this looks like joyful singing. Further, in our Old Testament readings, we also see the salvation of our Lord. Our New Testament readings point us to Jesus being God and his timeless nature, that he was before all things and the creator of all things. Finally, in our gospel, we see that God the Son is the Word and the light of the world. This morning, we will examine these as well as explore a few ways we can personally meditate on the incarnation of our Lord. So let's today begin with the Old Testament reading, the Psalm, where we see the writers speak of this praise, singing, and joy that come from the salvation of the Lord. Isaiah 52 speaks of the good news, which leads to singing for joy. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy, for eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing your waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. And the psalmist in Psalm 98 says, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things with his own right hand and with his holy arm. He has won victory for himself. The Lord declared his salvation. We hear the word salvation again. His righteousness he has openly shown in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and truth toward the house of Israel, and all the ends of the world have seen the salvation of our God. Show yourselves joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Sing, rejoice, and give thanks. And the psalm goes on to say, for all of us to worship the Lord with many ways of singing and music. And this is what we do today on Christmas Day. We give joyful thanks to the Lord for the salvation that he has brought to the earth. Today we do rejoice with song. And the music this morning reminds us of two things. Three things. First, the joyful carols give us a voice for the season. We have been waiting to sing these songs for a long time. Some of us have already been singing them. But these songs are even more special because they tell the story of the Nativity. And they remind us of Christmas Day, not just the secular holiday and the secular season. They remind us that Christmas has just begun in our church calendar. Today is the first day of the 12 days of Christmas. These songs remind us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Second, with this singing, you may ask how we can give joyful thanks this morning without musicians, without the sounding of the trumpet and the lyre, as the Psalms ask us to do, and the scriptures call us to do, and without the guitars, the keyboard, the drums. It's a plain morning this morning, isn't it? And at the point today where we normally sing in the liturgy, we're going to be speaking the liturgy. It's going to be spoken and simple. But this reminds us of the simplicity of the coming of our Lord in Bethlehem. Jesus was born without royal attendants. He was surrounded by simple animals. So today we remember the simplicity of the Nativity and the humility in which God the Son came. So we have this tension or paradox of grandness and simpleness, and we dwell in this mystery. You may also ask, what is this Christmas salvation? I see salvation on the cross, but I don't see salvation yet in the birth of Jesus. You may ask that. But the incarnation is salvation. And all the life and the works of Jesus, they're salvific works. Everything that he has done for us is salvation. In God taking on our human nature, God and man are forever united. One of us is united with the Holy Trinity. And Jesus is our forever mediator. His incarnation is salvation for mankind. So today we rejoice with songs over the salvation that Jesus has given us. Let us now move to the New Testament passages. That was just the Old Testament there. And we're going to focus in a few ways that we can meditate after that on the Nativity. In our reading in Hebrews chapter 1, we see the foreverness of God the Son. Well, just like Isaiah 43:13 says, even before the day was, I am he. The author of Hebrews says that Jesus is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by his power. And he continues to say, but of the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. And Lord, you, Lord, laid the foundations of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will wear out like a garment, like a robe, you will roll them up. Like a garment, they will be changed, but you are the same, and your years will have no end. And John 1:1 echoes this. It calls to mind Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 3 says, all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And again in verse 14, John says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus was the Word, he is the Word, and he was active in creation. Hebrews and the Gospel of John reveals that Jesus is fully God and fully man. He is before all time and the Creator, and we dwell in that mystery today. Hebrews further ascribes worship to Jesus. And in Jewish custom, the Torah says that you should worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And you shall have no other gods before me. Hebrews clearly shows that Jesus is worthy of worship and therefore co-equal with God because he is God. And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all God's angels worship him. Finally, our passage in the Gospel of St. John proclaims the Word as the true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. And in him was the light, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In the incarnation, the light, which is the truth, it is holiness, it is wisdom, it is the Creator. This light has come into the world to set us free from the bondage of darkness. This light is God himself. The scriptures tell us that the light of the world has humbled himself to reveal to us and bring salvation, to reveal himself to us and bring salvation, and he alone is worthy of our worship. This is why we are told to sing and to sing today. This is why we gather to celebrate. I want to leave today with a few personal reflections and meditations. And by doing this, I want to look around the room around the church for visual reminders of our faith that can carry with us today. And second, I have an ancient hymn for us to contemplate the great mystery and celebration of the incarnation. So let's look around the sanctuary for signs of Christmas. I think we see them. The goal of changing all these visual features, as we did, it was blue earlier and during Advent, which is the color of heaven meeting earth, is the color of Mary. But now we have Christmas, Christmas colors. And the goal of changing all these features is for worshipers to recognize that this is the great mystery and celebration of Christmas, the great mystery and celebration of the incarnation of our Lord. It is such a great mystery and celebration that we mark these days and this season, which lasts 12 days, by a special color, a color of pure holiness and celebration, white and gold. Not green and red, white and gold. And when we see the white and gold, it can remind us of the shining brilliance of God the Son, and that he is the light of the world and truly holy. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. When we think about Christmas lasting 12 days, we're directed to wonder at the mystery of how the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, the great mystery and celebration that mankind has a mediator who is both fully God and fully man, and that one of us is seated at the right hand of the Father. That's mankind. We have 12 days to ponder how the Creator of the universe desires to be united with each one of us individually. It is such a great mystery and celebration that we need 12 days for it, or maybe our whole lives. The worshiper now is directed to the lights, to ponder the celebration that Jesus is the light of the world, and whoever will follow him will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The lights remind us of the angels announcing Jesus' birth, to the shepherds, and to the great star in the sky that guided the Magi. The Christ candle in our wreath points to the Paschal candle of Easter. It is the same light. The light reminds us to share God's light with the world as he has revealed the light to us. The festive flowers and decorations remind us of the special day, and decorations are fit for the King of Kings. The creche reminds us of the Holy Family and their obedience and trust in God. It reminds us of the humanity of our Lord. I know we don't have one here, but the donkey reminds us of the donkey that Jesus would one day ride into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. It reminds us of how well God knows us, that he would let us see him in a way that we can understand. The angels remind us that angels are real. The creche reminds us of how God would descend to us so that one day we could ascend to him. And it reminds us of the humble nature of the mighty one. The Christmas trees, they remind us of other trees. They remind us of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, where Adam and Eve first sinned. They remind us of the fall. They also remind us of the tree of life in the Garden of Eden that pointed to the tree of life on Calvary, the cross. Even at the birth of Jesus, we are looking back to Eden and forward to the cross. Jesus came for our salvation to draw us back to him. And thinking about the tree, we see the whole story of salvation, from the fall to Jesus' birth, death, resurrection, ascension, session, and sending of the Holy Spirit, and he will come again in glory. We will be united with God as Adam and Eve were united with him in the garden. Our final visual reflection is looking to the Eucharist. Jesus is the bread of life, and he was born in Bethlehem, which means house of bread. He was laid in a manger, which is a place to feed. In Latin, or in Italian, we think of mangia. Mangia means to eat. That's where we get the word manger. And Jesus is our food. our daily bread. Today we will receive him in the Eucharist, and that which was laid in the feeding trough will be laid in the trough of our hands. I wonder how you will receive that gift today. Christmas Day is a day of many mysteries and celebrations, all seen at once. It is a day we reflect on and worship Jesus being fully God and fully man, the creator of the universe, the light of the world, and our Savior. So, typical Amelia sermon, we have to wonder at the end of everything. So, I wonder what visual reminders you have in your home of the incarnation of our Lord. And I wonder how you will intentionally mark the 12 days of Christmas to dwell in the mystery and celebration. I wonder what the simplicity of Jesus' birth is telling you today. Finally, I wonder how man being united with God is changing your daily life. I wonder how man being united with God is changing your life each day. I leave you with an excerpt from an ancient hymn that we can dwell in this mystery. It's found on the back of your bulletin. What it looks like. You may also close your eyes to reflect or assume a contemplative nature or read along. When we meditate and reflect on God, we use our minds in a loving act of worship. We don't have to sing to worship. We can do it other ways. Ephrem the Syriac composed the following portion of hymn number 8 for the Nativity of our Lord, and it is a reflection on the contrasting or paradoxical mystery of the incarnation. And when we dwell in this mystery, we submit that we are not meant to understand mystery, but to accept it. A wonder is your mother. The Lord entered her and became a servant. The Word entered her and became silent within her. Thunder entered her, and his voice was still. The shepherd of all entered her. He became a lamb in her and came forth bleeding. The belly of your mother changed the order of things, O you that orders all. The rich went in, he came out poor. The high one went in, he came out lowly. Brightness went into her and clothed himself and came forth a despised form. The mighty went in and clad himself with fear from the belly. He that gives food to all went in and gat hunger. He that gives all to drink went in and gat thirst. Naked and bare came forth from her, the clother of all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.